This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm Jeremy Hobson. The New York City Marathon will take place as scheduled Sunday morning. That's a decision that many New Yorkers are unhappy about because of all the problems that remain following Sandy. Much of the city still has no power or subway service, for example. But there are thousands of runners and businesses banking on the race, as Peter O'Dowd reports.
The marathon pumps $350 million into the economy, so it's no wonder it felt like a celebration on the Race Expo's opening day. Thousands of runners from all over the globe were picking up race packets and shelling out cash for running gear. Hugh Gaither sells $14 socks. He says he would have lost out if the biggest marathon in the country was canceled, though he says sales on the first day are not as strong as he expected.
We've probably sold a few hundred so far. We would expect to sell a few thousand before it's all over with under normal circumstances, so we'll have to wait and see.
Missing the race would have also been a letdown for Diana Schmeiting, who traveled from the Netherlands with a friend. They each spent $3,000 on flights and hotels. Schmeiting says she worried about the money going to waste, but then seeing Sandy's damage helped put that in perspective.
That's life. The marathon is just a game, a sportive game. It's not so important with the storm.
Officials for the New York City Marathon have revised their policies for those who can't make it this weekend. Anyone stranded because of the storm will automatically be allowed to run in 2013. In New York, I'm Peter O'Dowd for Marketplace.